Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $20 on the Steel MS-162 or MS-170 chainsaw. Real Steel. Offer valid through June 30th, 2024. See participating retailer for details. Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey everybody, Bear Bets Podcast Super Bowl week is upon us. I'm your host, the Bear, Chris Felica. Different surroundings here. Out in Los Angeles this week with my co-host Jeff Schwartz for the Bear Bets Podcast, and Sammy and Will will be joining us in on the gambling group chat. But nice studio here.
It's fantastic. It's nice to be in here. It's nice air conditioning. I like the air in here. It's very.
It's
very
much chill. Cooler here than it is. Yeah. You know, it's good to like see the people we work with all year long, and so just talking to people in here and trading,
texting.
Good to see everyone in person.
I am very happy Super Bowl week is here, Bear, because the buildup, obviously, after Sunday night, you're like, okay, the matchup is set. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like there's a lull as you sort of like that first Monday, right? You sort of like dig into the game and then you have your opinion. And then I feel like I wait a little bit. And then this whole weekend preparing for the podcast, you just like hammer it hard and the game will be here before we know it. I love this week of Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, I think the next few days, like, now the week is here, like as the week goes on, like the anticipation of it will probably cause it to drag on a little bit. And like, we want it to be here so quickly. And then it'd be like, oh, it's only Tuesday. Oh, it's only Wednesday. Oh my gosh, it's only Thursday. And then, but Sunday you'll get here.
This is why we have all the episodes for the week. For
I know people to listen, people to do their homework. And the first episode that we have here focused solely on the Kansas City Chiefs.
I am a little worried at how much I like the Chiefs to win this game. It worries me as a Chiefs fan because, you know, I was cautious against Buffalo. I thought they should cover that game. I wasn't quite sure they'd win. I thought it's tough to go on the road. But Buffalo was, I thought, you know, the Buffalo's defense, the Chiefs. I didn't think the Chiefs would win last week. We talked about this. I might have ended up on Chiefs +5 because I thought the number got too big. But I wasn't quite sure they'd win. And I feel a little bit too comfortable that I made my first wager almost immediately Sunday night on Chiefs money line because –
most people did. That's the thing.
But Bear, how much do you take into consideration that there's only one game and like I know sharp people that are on the Niners. I know sharp, you know, the like syndicate people, right? They're on the Niners. You do as well. I know someone in Kansas City too. I feel like you sort of some of the props we'll get into are very public, right? All the Kelce stuff, mm-hmm. McCaffrey and Mahomes. I get that. But I feel like sometimes I don't know, there's no sharp or square play on a side or total in a Super Bowl when everyone's wagering on it.
I remember last year too. Wasn't last year? I think most people were on the Eagles right off.
I would imagine everyone was on the Eagles right off the bat last year because of the way they played, the way they had dominated, the way they had just their offense, defensive lines. Look, when you lead the league in sacks and when you win up front with your offensive line, a lot of people just look at that in the base level and say that team's winning the Super Bowl, right? And when you look at this game, I think the Chiefs have a lot of advantages in this matchup. And I think that while I am fully on board with Vegas power rankings, with all the advanced stats, we use them, we like them, we talk about them. It does feel like these teams don't really match their regular season stats heading into this game. Like, for example, the Chiefs are 15th in passing efficiency this season. Yeah, makes sense when you watch them play. But are they really 15th heading in this game? Like, are you looking at them and saying, you know what, that's only the 15th best, you know, best passing offense this season?
Well, I think what you need to realize, I think you need to take that into account, but I do think you also need to take into account how the offense changed after that Raiders game and started doing things differently. But I still do think you need to realize that the potential is there for them to be the offense that they were for a good part of the year. And I think that's probably why you've seen all that immediate money come on Kansas City, because of the combination of how good the Chiefs have been in the playoffs, the narrative of Mahomes as an underdog.
Right. I don't buy that narrative, by the way. That to me is not a reason to bet on this game.
But that's what, of course. The Super Bowl is going to attract a lot of casual bettors.
Right.
And I think that's what you're going to get. But I think where you have the Niners not playing as well, and the Niners fortunate to win, both easily could have lost one or both of those games. So the Niners, but I think that's the internal wrestling debate. Do you factor in what the Chiefs were for basically all of the regular season?
Correct.
Or do you take into effect what the Niners were for basically all of the regular season, like power rated one or two? Right. And so I do think you need to pay attention what has gone on recently.
Correct.
But at the same time, you don't want to be fully handcuffed by the recency bias.
Absolutely. And I think the hardest part for me before we get into the gambling group chat and our best bets later in this episode is the idea of flipping a switch, right? I do not believe in the NFL you flip a switch. Like the idea that you basically play one way and then all of a sudden you play the other way in the postseason. Other sports, basketball, it certainly happens, right? We've seen it over the years. The Lakers last year didn't win the championship, but kind of lollygagged and made the Western Conference Finals. The Warriors a few years ago when all the injuries, right? And they kind of the last week of the season, they all came back. They won a championship. Baseball doesn't happen like this, and football doesn't happen like this, where you just don't start playing better in the postseason. Because typically, you're not in the position to play in the postseason if you don't play well in the regular season. But the Chiefs are making me rethink a little bit of my position, right? Because you mentioned that Raiders loss, 20-14. They looked bad. Since then, they've been better. But it's the lack of mistakes, Bear. No turnovers, right? Well, one turnover, I should say. One bad turnover.
Yeah.
One bad turnover. But drop passes, eliminated. Penalties, eliminated. Poor offensive line play at times, eliminated. You know, the run game, elevated. Wide receivers, like everything is better in the postseason. And I don't believe often that teams can play this way, yet the Chiefs are sort of proving me wrong right now.
No, they are. And in the gambling group chat, we talk a lot about this. And you mentioned like the simple handicapping of this game. There are a lot of things for the Chiefs that that you like. If you go check mark by check mark by check mark, like there are things within this matchup with the Chiefs that you like. So let's get into it with Sammy and Will in the gambling group chat, where we break down all of our bets and thoughts surrounding the Kansas City Chiefs. Bear Bets Pod continues here. Super Bowl week, first episode that we have here, involves Kansas City Chiefs wagers. So the gambling group chat here with Sammy P, Will, Jeff, and myself. This will focus primarily on the Kansas City Chiefs, whether it involves a game wager on the side of the total, a Chiefs prop, anything to do Kansas City Chiefs. So I guess we'll start with you, Sammy. I know you've been we've been talking all year about accumulating Chiefs wagers in Super Bowl markets. What particularly sticks out to you involving the Chiefs, whether it's a game related side total bet or a prop?
I think it's the tax on not only Mahomes but the entire Chiefs passing offense. Yes, they've been better than they were in the regular season, Bear. I think we all understand that, but at the end of the day, these receivers are still not great. We know Travis Kelce is one of the best playoff performers of all time, but this is still a team that I think butters its bread with the running game. And Pacheco should have his fair share of carries and yards. So when we look at Mahomes, especially in the passing touchdown market, over 1.5 is going to be one of the most popular wagers of the entire week. Mahomes over this, Mahomes over that, but specifically over 1.5 passing touchdowns. It is 140. 150, 155, 160, 165. That's the juice you have to lay to win 100 on Mahomes. So at one sportsbook in this country, I took Mahomes under 1.5 passing touchdowns at plus 130. That's not to say he can't throw two or three. I'm just never laying minus 160 on a team that has struggled to throw passing touchdowns all season long. So that's a bet that's not going to be popular. But mathematically, to me, at plus 130, I had to pull the trigger.
You know, if somebody woke up from a coma on Christmas, they're saying, what, the Chiefs are in this game? How did this happen? Like, what happened to get the Chiefs back into this game? Because they looked so bad for so many stretches, such long stretches this season. But I agree with a lot of what Sammy said. I think it's key here. I think it's still early enough where this applies, where if you like the overs on the popular players, the Mahomes, the Kelce's, and just we'll keep it to the Chiefs players for now. Bet, if you like the overs, bet them as early as possible. If you like the unders late, because this is the Super Bowl, there's a lot of recreational money, a lot of $25, $50 bets. They add up and they affect the market. And the guys betting $25, $50, they want to bet the fun stuff. They want to bet the overs. They don't want to sit there and root for Mahomes to go under his passing total, touchdowns, yards, things like that. So overs, bet them early. Unders, bet them late. One I like, and I think we'll still go up, is Mahomes over rushing yards. It's at 26.5. It's funny. He had two carries for like 18 yards early against the Ravens in the AFC title game and then just stopped running. They sort of shut it down on offense, but big games, he tends to run more. Of course, you know, you have to sweat out possibly kneels at the end of the game if you do like the Chiefs to win this game. But I think Mahomes still has limited weapons. There will be 3, 4, 5 times where he takes off and runs, gets 6, 7, 8 yards at a clip. So to me, he'll be in the 30s, maybe 40s at some point. Again, you got to sweat out the knees, but Mahomes over rushing 25.5, 26.5. Of course, shop around. There's a lot of disparity in these numbers book to book. So shopping is very important this time of year, but Mahomes over rushing yards, one that sticks out to me, Bear.
Yeah, two things I believe on that. I believe there was a prop on a number of Mahomes rushing attempts, which I think was 4.5, which that is a bet that I absolutely like, because you've got a number of ways to win that bet, whether it's the scrambles, whether it's if the Chiefs are winning the game, you got kneel downs at the end of the game, which count as rushing attempts, and that's not going to involve any yardage. It's just simply the attempt. So I'm with you there, Will. And you also mentioned something about, think back to December, Kansas City in this game. Are you kidding me? I don't know, Sammy, if you're able to like think back to like Christmas Day when, and this was something I wrote about in like in my three reasons to bet the Chiefs or bet the Niners type columns that I did. Like, you think back to that day of Christmas Day when the Chiefs just lost to the Raiders, allowed 2 non-offensive touchdowns. The offense was terrible. Their third loss in 4 games, fourth loss in 6 games. Like, what would have San Francisco been favored against Kansas City? Like, if that game were played the week after Christmas, like, isn't San Francisco like a 5, 5.5 point favorite? So aren't you kind of getting maybe a little bit of maybe value here maybe on San Francisco?
It's funny you bring that up, because the number to me on January 1st was San Francisco -5.3. So there you have it. But I know we're going to get to Mr. Chief in a second, and he's going to say the regular season doesn't matter. And I think there's probably truth to both of those statements, because you have a team that has been in 4 Super Bowls in the last 5 years. And you have a quarterback, Jeff, Mr. Chief, that has not turned the ball over one time this postseason. And I think there's something to be said about that. So we have really changed the weight of the number. And, you know, power ratings are usually the combination of an entire season, where you really, when you're making a line in Vegas, like, there's no way in hell the books could have opened San Francisco 3 or higher, because they would have written nothing but Chief money. They would have been completely liable on money line bets at +150, +160 or higher. And you also have to think, there's the future liability, where San Francisco, after that 3-game losing streak, floated out to 10, 12 to 1, and then got hot, and everybody bet the Niners for 5, 6 straight weeks. So all of these factors are baked into the line. We did see the sharpest positions, though, boys and girls, on San Francisco when the money came in on Kansas City, night of the championship weekend, from 2.5 down to 1, and then just an avalanche of sharp money on Niners -1. Niners -1.5, and Niners on the money line.
Oh, man, where to begin, guys? Oh, so much here. So much here. Obviously, I am rooting for the Chiefs in this game. I think it's worth pointing out that Christmas Day, right? And kind of since that moment, the Niners defense, guys, has not been very good. I think it's fair to me. Even the weekend before, they allowed 29 points to Arizona and over 400 yards. And they got blasted by the Ravens, went to Washington. First half wasn't good. Second half was better. Didn't play week 18. And then since then, their rush defense especially has been really bad. Sammy mentioned the Chiefs leaning more on the rush in this game. I could certainly see Pacheco being a big part. Look what the Niners have done in the postseason, allowing to the Packers and Lions to rush for so many yards. They have now allowed, by the way, a rusher to get over 16 yards. 6 rushers in the last 5 games. I think Pacheco over 15.5 for the longest rush here is certainly in play. I don't really trust many other Pacheco props because I think Andy Reid is not trustworthy to run the football the entire game. But they're going to run the football, guys. Looking at his rush defense, it has not been good recently. I don't see them proving this week against a really good Chiefs offensive line. And Sammy, you mentioned the passing attack for Kansas City. You're certainly right about it. The wide receivers haven't changed at all. MVS is catching the football, which is really nice. It's been very helpful for them. But Rashee Rice is a legit wide receiver for this team. Like, he's a good wide receiver. And the Chiefs are going to use him a lot in this game. He has, right now, the most receptions, the most receiving yards, and the most touchdowns for any Chiefs wide receiver in the postseason combined. He's doing a good job. The Niners defense, guys, is static on 80% of snaps. That means they line up and do not move. And that doesn't work against Kansas City. Mahomes is going to eat that up. He will throw the ball short. We saw last week against Baltimore. He'll get the ball out quickly. I think Rashee Rice, guys, has a big game. I have his over 6.5. I have his over 6.5 receiving yards. I think he's the guy in this game. They'll try to stop Travis Kelce, of course. But Rashee Rice, to me, is a guy that's going to be productive in this game because he has been productive recently. And they're going to have to use him. And the Niners allow a lot of kind of free releases into their zones. And Mahomes will find him often and early in this
game. Yeah, I think... Sammy was talking about over money coming up. Like one bet that I did like over involving Mahomes was over 36.5 yards for the longest pass attempt, longest completion rather, by Mahomes and the Chiefs. Because I think with Rashee Rice, with maybe Kelce making a play or Hardman or someone, maybe MVS, I think maybe the way the game goes and with how the 49ers secondary has been kind of shaky, I think there is potential for at least one big play. So I did play Mahomes over 36.5 yards for longest completions. Hey, Will, we're talking about like just this game, and we've talked about it outside of this pod and outside of the text chain. Like, you think about just like the basic handicapping of this game, and like if you're doing it like old school Jimmy the Greek, Pete Axthome style, and you're doing it, Brent Musburger, like checking the boxes like on one side and another, like you can make a pretty good case that like Reed and Spags versus Shanahan and Wilkes, advantage Chiefs. Mahomes versus Purdy, advantage Chiefs. The way the defenses are playing right now, advantage Chiefs. Special teams with the kickers. Butker kicked the game-winning field goal in the Super Bowl last year against Jake Moody, who is a rookie and shaky. Like, the only thing that you would probably give an advantage to would probably be the Niners and the number of different offensive weapons that they have. So, like, is that enough to warrant maybe a bet now on Kansas City plus two now that it has come back up to two for you?
Yeah, you laid it out perfectly, because if you're taking the Chiefs, you're getting the better quarterback, the better coach, the better kicker, the better defense, and you're getting a couple of points. There's some 2.5s out there to boot. Sounds like a lot. Now, I know the skill players, it's a very lopsided conversation. It's not much of a discussion when you line up Kittle, Ayuk, McCaffrey, Debo Samuel. I mean, it's just that's not a fair fight. But the rest of the boxes, like you said, all go to the Chiefs. And the kicker, let's not overlook the kicker, because it's not a way to just handicap a game, just go kicker versus kicker. But a lot of the time these games are close, they come down to a kick. You know, I'm curious what you guys think. 4th and 2 from like the 30, the Dan Campbell situation. Shanahan's very conservative. He's not a go for it guy. But if
he'll kick, he'll kick.
He probably will. And I don't know if that ball's going through the uprights.
And that's the thing about this game too, right? Andy Reid has learned to be aggressive because of Patrick Mahomes, right? We saw early in the Ravens game, he went for it because he has that quarterback. Shanahan has always kicked the field goals. We saw the end of the first half against the Packers. He played for a field goal at home, like needing points.
He
always tends to play for a field goal in these situations. One thing to mention too about the matchups, Baron, you're absolutely right. The skill position guys on the 49ers are better than the Chiefs. But let's talk about the trenches, guys, right? Outside of Trent Williams, the Niners offensive line is kind of goes left to right, like good, decent, bad, and bad. And the Chiefs defensive line, you got Chris Jones, you got Karlaftis, Amenihu's out, which is not great, but they're able to generate pressure with their blitz packages. Spags might be one of the better coordinators in any big game ever. He's done an incredible job he's 17-4, Spags is, as a defensive coordinator in the postseason. Now, obviously, that's a team stat per se, but his defense is always pulling situation.
Jones does a good job of prepping, though.
I have Chris Jones, guys, over a quarter of a sack at plus 130. In 3 Super Bowls, he's had 0 quarterback hits and 0 sacks. I feel like that changes in this game because of the matchups. The Chiefs have better offensive line in totality, even without Tooney there. Better defensive line, possibly, against Niners' offensive line. I think they have more matchups than just what Bear had mentioned.
No, I think it's well said. I think, and look, we could talk about this game, as much as we want. It's probably going to come down to a call, a turnover, you know, bounce of a ball. I'd be very surprised if either team runs away from this game. And like you guys said, it's a very tricky handicap where September through December, the 49ers are 4 or 5 point favorites. You're getting a discount on the 49ers if you look at it that way. But the last month or so, the Chiefs have been the better team, the much better team. And what has San Francisco shown you really since the Ravens game on Christmas night? They've had bad performance after bad performance. I can't count, you know, a win against the Commanders. That game was even tied, I think, in the second half. They didn't play their guys against the Rams, throw that game out. And they were lucky to win either of these games. I can't remember a team, I meant to go through it, but a team that's in the Super Bowl, sometimes they get lucky once. They got lucky twice here. It's very unusual to go in the Super Bowl playing as poorly as they have. Defense, and look, I'm a Purdy guy. Purdy has not played well. The coach can get tight. It's hard to like what you've seen from this 49er team recently.
Sammy, any rebuttal? Agree, disagree? Anything to add?
And yet they're still favored. And they're 14-5 in the fourth quarter this year. That's the crazy stat. If you would have asked, you know, 10 people off the street, who's better in the fourth quarter? I feel like the majority of people would say, oh, Kansas City, they have Mahomes. But San Francisco has proven, yes, they were sloppy for three quarters against Green Bay. Yes, they sucked against Detroit in the first half. But this team has continuously showed us that they can come back and they can win. They outscored Green Bay 10-0 in the fourth quarter. They outscored Detroit 10-7 in the fourth quarter. I know a buddy that laid San Francisco minus a half point in the fourth quarter. Right now, you can make these bets. You can bet first, second, third, fourth quarter. He bet that. I didn't do it. I haven't jumped in yet. But the Niners have outscored 14 of their 19 opponents in the fourth quarter. Say what you will. I mean, that's a decent sample size. I also, our friends at the Superbook have a tremendous cross-board prop. I don't know if you guys have seen this one. It's Caitlin Clark points in the first half. Oh, yeah. Caitlin Clark first half points against Travis Kelce first half receiving yards.
Ooh.
Clark is getting 3.5. I remind everybody, Caitlin Clark just scored 38 points against Nebraska a week ago. 38 on the road. She could give 40 against Nebraska. Nebraska, I don't know how much Nebraska women's basketball everybody's watching, but they don't really play any defense.
No.
So if I can get 40 from Caitlin Clark, I get the 3.5. Now Travis Kelce needs 44 yards in the first half to beat me. So I will be betting Caitlin Clark through a proxy in Vegas.
we all have those proxies in Vegas. It's funny you brought that one, that prop up, because I was looking at the Superbook's prop sheet last night, and I saw the other prop involving Caitlin Clark three-pointers plus a half versus Kelce receptions. And it's a little tease for another episode down the line here. I'll give you my thoughts on that. But there was a bet with Kelce that I did like. It's available at the Superbook, this is FanDuel is where I saw it. Travis Kelce rush yards over a half at plus 750. Like, is it a little bit of a dart throw? Yes, but we've seen Andy Reid do the ridiculous stuff near the goal line on fourth and short. Let's do a shotgun snap to Kelce for a yard. Like, all it takes is a yard. All you got to do is call one play. The handoff inside or for 7.5 to 1, I'm willing to lose a little bit of pizza money on the opportunity that maybe Kelce, maybe Andy Reid runs that dumb play that I scream at every time I see it. But if I scream at it and he gets a yard and I hit 7.5 to 1, Jeff, I'm kind of happy with that.
Andy Reid can't help himself. Like, what's the play in this game? They can't. So I wagered on Mecole Hardman to score a touchdown plus 1,100 for that.
Is he going to touch the ball after last week?
Well, it's 2 weeks ago. Here's the reason why. When the Chiefs put the Niners in 2022, if you watch that game, they did a ton of jet sweeps, a ton of end arounds because they wanted to mess with Bosa. It was a great game plan. They did a fabulous job of trying to find ways to get after him. And part of that was the jet sweeps and sort of the different types of plays. Look at last Super Bowl, guys. Sky Moore scored a touchdown, right? Kadarius Toney scored a touchdown. Andy Reid will give the ball to whoever to score a touchdown. I feel like Mecole Hardman plus 1,100 as sort of the elder statesman in the wide receiver room. I mean, was there for all of them, right? He's been there for all the Super Bowls. I feel like that's a decent enough wager for him to get one touchdown this game on a jet sweep or some sort of odd play in the goal line where he's involved.
Yeah, one more Chief thing real quick for me, actually, too. We mentioned the kicking advantage. You could bet who will make the longest field goal. I like the Chiefs in that one. I think it's minus 120 both ways. At least it was a little while ago when I looked. Of course, again, shop around. You're going to find different prices here for this game. And Chiefs plus a half for the first quarter. Yeah, so you're laying minus 155 or so. It's juiced, but both these teams will defer. Neither team is taking the kickoff all year. Nobody wants the ball. Everyone wants to defer and try the double dip. So you might get a scenario where you get the ball first and San Francisco only gets one possession. There could be only three possessions in the first quarter. You get two out of the three, and it's hard to win the first quarter. Nobody's trying to win the first quarter. So whether it's 7-7, 3-3, if you're up 3-0, you're up 7. There's a lot of ways to win this. There are very few ways to lose this. So I don't mind laying the 155 and just taking that half a point here in the first quarter with the Chiefs.
It's so much more enjoyable when you know you had a game like the Lions Niners where you know Campbell will take the ball and you know Shanahan will defer and you know the Niners are going to get the ball to start the third quarter and you take the Niners minus a half or whatever in the third quarter. Before we wrap up the Chiefs portion of this, anybody else have any other wagers or any other thoughts or comments to add on something Chiefs centric?
I have one more wrinkle on Kelsey. This comes out of my Chicago Degenerate group thread. And
is the bartender involved in this?
The bartender is not. He doesn't group text. He doesn't know how to do that yet. So there's a bet floating around. Will the Super Bowl MVP mention Taylor Swift or Taylor Swift? And it's 6-1. And the one guy goes, that's a great bet. And I said, no, it's not, number one. Number two, if you're going to bet that, why don't you just bet Travis Kelce to win the MVP at 17-1? And the response was, I don't get it. What do you mean? And I said, do you think Chris Jones is going to mention Taylor Swift? Do you think Patrick Mahomes is going to go, oh, Taylor Swift? No, like there's one person that's going to mention Taylor or Swift or Taylor Swift, and it's Travis Kelce. That's it. So if you're looking to bet that, just bet him to win the MVP at 17, not everybody at 6-1. Does that make sense in this group?
Pretty clear to me.
It makes sense. But Travis Kelce, I would bet the no in a heartbeat. He does not mention Taylor Swift at any point of any post-game speech. He's not going to do that. But any other MVP thoughts, guys? Like, if it's not Mahomes and the Chiefs win, who is the MVP in this game? Is it Pacheco?
It's gonna be. I can't see it being anybody other than Mahomes. If Williams didn't win it a couple of years ago when they beat the Niners, when he clearly should have, it's gonna be Mahomes. Like I wouldn't bet anybody else on the Chiefs to be MVP.
Not even Pacheco going for 125 and two touchdowns.
I wouldn't. I don't know about you.
No, I'm with you. Nope, I'm with you. I think when we do our 49ers discussion, there are some options just because Purdy's a little bit of a divisive player. There's so many skill guys. 49ers, we can have a discussion. If Mahomes and if the Chiefs win it, it's going to be Mahomes. I don't know that there's any value with that because it's basically a match of the money line. So, yeah, to me, if it's the Chiefs, it's Mahomes. It was Damian Williams scoring three touchdowns 4 years ago, and he didn't win it. So I think that's, it's always possible. Maybe Kelce can steal it, but I don't think so.
By the way, I'm going to go on a little bit of a soapbox rant here. Like all of a sudden, all these people catching on to Taylor's. Oh gosh, you're going to be there? Could she get there? She's going to be in Japan. We were talking about this on Bear Bets Pod in October about her potential concert overlap in Japan. Can we get there? So everybody's stealing content and stealing ideas and thinking it's their own now. Think back to October when this little core group of four right here we're breaking down the real core issues at hand. So there we go. I'm patting ourselves in the back here because no one else will apparently do it. So good stuff, guys. We'll do that. They'll do it for the Chiefs. We'll have other stuff throughout the week. Niners centric, prop centric, all of this stuff. So good job, brother.
The last Chiefs gambling group chat there, Bear. As usual with all these wagers for the Super Bowl, a lot that we went over.
Yeah.
A lot of points. Some disagreements, some not. We have our best bets now.
Mm-hmm.
Where is your best bet after all we've talked about with Kansas City?
I think my best bet came as a result of that gambling group. Yeah. I'm talking about how the game could go and something that we were talking about with the quarterback ability to run the ball. I like Patrick Mahomes to go over 4.5 rushing attempts in the game because I think there are two ways and a combination of two ways that you can win. I think it is the fact that Kansas City's offense, with him avoiding the pressure, I think he will have some scrambles that will get him towards that number. And there is the possibility that if the Chiefs are winning the game, you have the ball last, you get a couple of kneel downs, which may take away yardage, but it doesn't take away the attempt. It gives you an attempt. So I think there are multiple ways that you can win with Patrick Mahomes over 4.5 rushing attempts in this game. So that is my best bet. I thought about going longest pass completion over 36.5 yards because I do think there's a pass there. But I think as we were talking about the game, I think there's a potential for the Niners pass rush to get to Mahomes with some of the Chiefs offensive line play. If it's not as great as it had been and as good as it was last week, I think we're going to see him take off a couple of times. And obviously in that Bills game, he had a great game doing that as well. So Mahomes over 4.5 passing rushing attempts.
He hit that the last 2 weeks on the kneel downs against Buffalo and Baltimore, which again, to your point about rush yards versus sort of kneel down. I mean, the attempts, I should say, is the better way to go here. You can kneel down the end of the first half,
right,
to end the game. Yep. And he might be running for his life against this Nick Bosa, Eric Armstead, depending on obviously the health of Joe Tooney there. I like a lot of Chiefs wagers, Bear.
I know you do.
I mean, I have like five. I'm going to go with the one I like the most, the one I bet almost immediately. Rashee Rice over 66.5 receiving yards here, guys. As I mentioned earlier in the podcast, the Niners just sort of getting their defense and standing their defense. And that is not a way to play this Chiefs team, especially when Patrick Mahomes has shown the ability to just get the ball out quickly. I think Rashee Rice will be a big reason why the Chiefs move the ball offensively in this game, especially if the Niners target stopping Travis Kelce. Worth noting, Rashee Rice second in the NFL in yards after the reception at 8.4 yards per catch. Debo Samuel, by the way, number one in the NFL. So it's a good game maybe if you like Debo and you like Rashee Rice to go over. This is a big reason why. So I have Rashee Rice here over 66.5 receiving yards.
My second best bet for the Chiefs are the Chiefs to, at one point in the game, have it exactly 13 points on the board in honor of Taylor Swift.
Exactly 13
exactly
points?
Exactly 13 points. What could you bet on? Maybe throw a little pizza money down on the Chiefs to win by exactly 13 points. How about that?
The Chiefs don't win a lot of games by 13 points. Like, they kind of win by this year by 3, 6, 7. I would be stunned if one team won by more than a touchdown this game.
Well, that was something that we discussed. It was like, you know, you can't really see one team running. Well, like there are prop bets out there where you can bet on like largest lead of the game. Yeah. I think it's 14.5 or something like that. So
I think it's a close game either way. One last one I saw while we were preparing for this show. Each team to have a touchdown and field goal in each half is plus 2,400. You think there'd be field goals? I think there'd be field goals. I think teams will score touchdowns. It doesn't feel like the worst wager out there.
No, yeah, it doesn't. I could see. So basically each team. So basically. Each team to have
at least 10 points.
a touchdown and a field goal first half. Touchdown, field goal. Yeah. Second, both teams. So yeah. Basically. Yeah. See that?
Especially these kickers now. The kickers, when I was in NFL in 2012, when I was with the Vikings, Blair Walsh had, I think, 10 50-yard kicks. It was like a record. Mm-hmm. Even when I was younger, 2008, John Casey,
John Casey.
Like 43 yards was like a max.
He could probably still kick in the league.
Yeah, but if anything over 44 yards, 40, like now these guys, 50 yards, 55 yards, inside. I mean,
60, we can try a 60-yard field goal, no problem.
Yeah.
Crazy.
If I could wager on Moody to miss a kick, I think I would. Is there a wager on missing a kick? Is that you find?
I don't know. I didn't see that one going through.
We'll save that for the next podcast.
Yeah, we'll save that for the next podcast. So, yeah, it was fun kicking around the Chiefs with Sammy and Will. Appreciate you downloading, rating, reviewing, subscribing like you've done all year. Checking us out. Hopefully, you've checked us out on our YouTube channel and all the digital clips that you've seen online have allowed you to do that, because the studio and the graphics and the look here is great.
It's incredible in here.
So,
and the air conditioning is just we love 100%.
It. We had a lot of space down, right on top of each other too. And I got a nice little table here for my drink, so you can't see it. Got it. We had a salt bagel this morning. I got to stay hydrated from the salt. For Sammy, for Will, for Jeff, I'm Bear. Remember, less you bet, the more you lose when you win.